Hello, everyone. Welcome to Combox, where the game lives on. I'm your host, Varun Alvakonda, and I'm joined by Shayan Ahmed Khan and Saurabh Samani. And today's Crick Picks is on the 2010s T20 teams. So we've had a lot of people suggest that we should do our own teams, and that's what we're trying to experiment today. So this is all T20s in the 2010s, not just T20Is, before we get yelled at and you guys get confused amongst all of this nonsense. So the pick. So for those of you who have not watched Crick Picks before, this is a snake-style draft where the order goes 1, 2, 3, and 3, 2, 1. And Shayan will be starting us off, followed by me, and then Saurabh. Shayan, who's your first pick?
All right, then. I will go with Andre Russell as my first pick. I don't think that needs too much of an explanation, but of course, there's many other contenders too who could have gone here, but I think just for the all-round balance, I think he is my guy. And we know what he's done in the 2010s, right? Especially in the IPL. Some of his absolutely ridiculous seasons were in the 2010s.
Mm-hmm. So it's me next. I already forgot who I'm going next. Why did I forget who I'm going next? Why's my brain stop functioning all of a sudden? Who did I have all around? There we go. Okay. I'll take Shane Watson.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'll take Sunil Narayan and A.B. de Villiers.
Mm. Give me Lasith Malinga, please.
All right, then. It seems like I have two picks then, do I not?
Yes.
Yep. Yes. I think I will go with Chris Gayle and I'll go with Sunil Narayan as my next
pick. I've picked Sunil Narayan.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I think I completely missed that one. No, then I will go Rashid Khan. Okay. Yeah, no issues. Okay. Gayle and Rashid.
So I'll take the other great open. I'll take David Warner. Okay. Saurabh, you have two?
I have two. You've gone for Warner, right? Has Malinga gone?
Yeah.
I have Malinga.
You have Malinga. Okay. Okay, then I'll take Bumrah and Pollard.
Nice.
Hmm. That's a good one. All right, then.
Let me just... I'm just missing out. Who have we not had? I'm wondering. So we had Rashid and him. I think I can delay that. I'll take Bhuvi Kumar.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Yeah. That's not
2010's Bhuvi though, so the this year's form doesn't count.
Yeah, I'll just take the guy who won two orange caps in a row, and he's India's best T20 bowler.
Of course, Varun and Saurabh don't remember the colors always. Right then, so I have two picks here. Right? I feel like we've still got a bunch of options here, but you know, I'm just trying to delay everyone's time by. Trying to think on the spot who's a good pick to go for. I can actually, you know, go for two guys that are completely opposites in some ways of how they play their cricket, especially in the white ball format. So Shahid Afridi and Virat Kohli.
Man, I wanted Shahid Afridi. I was hoping he'd stay till my next round. But you have Rashid and Shahid Afridi.
Yes, I have Rashid and Afridi, so I'm going to go with leg spin. And I'm going to go with Gayle and Kohli.
That is two opposite spectrums.
Exactly. Yeah.
At the cricketing world. Just trying to think one of. You know, let's go with more bowling. I'll take Mitchell Starc, please.
Nice. I like that.
Okay. I guess I need some bowlers now because you guys are snapping them all up.
Shayan, did Saurabh go for
so
you as well?
Sorry?
I thought you just paused for me.
Yeah, I think so too.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, you're back. Yeah.
I'm back. Okay, so I was saying I'll take... I need to take some bowlers because you guys are snapping them all up. I do have Bumrah though. Okay, give me Steyn.
Nice.
And Joss Butler.
Ooh. Oh, nice. How can I forget Butler, bro? Yes. He's one of my guys as well. Like, I really like his batting. Anyway, it's fine. Not an issue. We've got other guys too.
Nice.
Who is next? Varun, yeah?
That's me.
Yeah.
Since there's not a lot of great number threes, I'll take Suresh Raina.
Yeah, you had to go for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I feel like we were just running out of them.
Yes. Over to me then, right?
Yes,
but... Yeah.
I don't think I've picked a single pacer so far. I've only gone with a couple of spinners and a couple of batters at the moment.
So... I will not tolerate the Virat Kohli disrespect.
Oh, yeah. Right arm medium pace.
In wrong-footed, in-swinging menace,
you know,
as Rahul Dravid called him.
I can pick the guy to whom he bowled the second last over. That's also an option always, but no, I don't think I'm going to go in that direction exactly. But oh wait, I do have Russell as well. I completely forgot that. That was my first pick. So I do have a pace bowling all rounder. I don't have like a out and out new ball quick or like a specialist quick in that sort. So for that very reason, who should I go for, man? Mustafizur Rahman. I'll go for him.
Okay, nice. You, that's the second pick or is that your first pick?
Oh, I have two picks, now. Yeah, I completely remember that. this three picks is moving so fast for me that I'm actually getting confused about what.
Yeah, we're breezing through these so far.
Yeah.
As I was saying, telling Bairam, this is exactly what I was telling Bairam. If you didn't spend 15 minutes explaining your picks, it goes through very quickly.
Exactly. I'm just doing this to, you know, annoy Bairam or what exactly is happening here.
Do you know what? Our goal is to finish this under 30 minutes. That's what we need to
do. No, don't go so fast. I am getting rattled here. So
you got one more pick.
Virat Kohli. You have to learn to get not rattled under pressure, man.
So I picked Fizz. I feel like I need a tempting new ball option because you guys are snapping up all the new ball bowlers. I really, really desperately need a new ball bowling option. So just, I am live on this show. Not live, this is a recorded show, but I am thinking and I'm just trying to waste time and try to actually come up with I have one option who is like pretty tempting one for the new ball. Mm-hmm. But I am not 100% sure if his stats hold up the same way in, like, you know, in T20 cricket in general. Especially with the new ball. So, for that reason, it might be a bit of a surprising pick maybe, but I'll go with Muhammad Amir. Yeah, as the new ball bowler.
Yeah, nice.
I think he's okay. He's not bad, but...
Yeah, he's not at the level of a Steyn or a Bhuvi with the new ball. That is
Yeah.
I think every one of us has to make sacrifices somewhere or the other.
Yeah.
I've snapped up two leggies, so I cannot complain too much. Plus, an elite death bowler.
I don't know if I necessarily need him, but I'll still go for him. I'll take Chris Morris.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Man.
I was thinking of him too.
There's another one that I thought like I could sneak in.
Yeah, no. There is another one of a similar mold than that. Let's see if you guys pick him or not. I'm sure you guys know what I'm talking about. Similar mold.
I'm not sure who you're talking about.
Let's see. Figure it out, I think.
Saurabh, you have two?
I have two, right? Now I my turn to take a little bit of time and think about this. There's a lot of ways I can go. Yes, we are. So luckily I have some time. Okay, I'll take Glenn Maxwell.
Oh, yeah, nice.
That's a good one.
And Wayne Bravo.
Yeah, Bravo's a good one too.
Yeah.
Lot of
nice. Good picks. Which one do I go for now? I need a second opener, I believe. Do I go for the middle order bats?
Yeah.
Let's see which one. I know Shyan will take the one with one of them, which I'll leave out. So,
okay, maybe.
Mm.
I can go rogue with the opener too. Yeah. By the way, I have an option in mind.
I can also. You know what? I've gone long enough. I'll take Yusuf Pathan.
Oh yes, of course.
Oh yeah.
How can we not pick him?
So I was wondering between Maxwell and Yusuf, and I just thought, I guess Maxwell slightly.
Yeah, but I have to go Yusuf Pathan. It's part of my brand.
That is 100% part of your brand.
I mean, we have all stuck to brand. I've gone for Bumrah and AB and Steyn. You have gone for Yusuf. Shyan has gone for two leggies.
Yeah. That is
all. I also only pick bowlers for mostly.
Yeah.
I have also picked mostly bowlers and like a couple of all rounders. And like my team is a bit odd right now, but like it's good. But
yeah,
it's
I can't explain. I can't make sense of your team, I'll be honest. You know what? Like, since we've gone through this so quickly, like let's read out a batting order because I need to understand what you're doing with your team.
Yeah.
Before Shyan makes his trick,
should I go for it? Yeah. I mean, should I read out?
Yeah, make your picks.
Yeah,
no, make your picks and then we can read out your team.
Should I
if
make
you have
my
picks
pick.
Ready.
So you're done with the pick. Yeah. I have to make two picks now.
Yes.
No, I think that makes more sense. One second. But this is now on the spot pressure for me. Man. Okay, I feel like I will go with one opener too at least. We need one opener for sure. And that is probably going to be... I don't know if it's a hot take or not, but I'll go with Chris Lynn as my opener.
Not expected.
Interesting.
A bit of a, you know, he's had a couple of IPL seasons as well where he's absolutely set the stage on fire. And even in the BBL, I believe he's got a very strong record. So I think for that reason, I will go with him. And I can open with him. And I want Kohli at 3 in this team because we didn't see his power play bashing version quite in the 2010s, right? Is that more of a accumulator who's going to actually play through the innings?
But he opened for a fair bit.
He did open. No, I mean, I know even his 2016 was as an opener. I'm not saying he was bad as an opener. But I feel like...
No, but I agree with you. I think he's a number 3 in the
2010s. He's more of a number 3 than a
right.
Than an
Because also because of a spin game, right?
Yeah, completely exactly. Missed out on Chris Lynn, by the way. So good shout.
Yeah,
we have one
correct.
More.
So
you have one more.
There are other openers and stuff as well. I know, but like I've just gone with them.
Yeah,
and so we've got Gale and Lynn opening the batting, and
nice.
I need to pick one more. No, 1 second. We haven't picked Ashwin yet, have we?
No.
Nope.
Should I just go him. For the kill then? Go with another spinner. Three spin, three pace. Yes, I will go with it. I will go with Ashwin as my next pick.
Okay. Nice. Now read out your team.
Yeah, so I've got Gale and Lynn opening the batting. And I've got Kohli at 3. And 6, 7, 8 is at the moment Russell, Afridi and Rashid. But we can obviously rejig this
nice
around
six,
based
seven,
on
eight.
Entry points. Mm. And then at 9, I've got Ashwin, obviously. 10, we have Amir and 11, we have Fizz. Mustafizur Rahman.
Okay.
So that's roughly nice. My team at the moment. I kind of...
Oh, so your bowling attack is done. You just
Yeah, my
batters.
Bowling attack is basically done now. And my top 3 is also done. I need to fill the middle order and the 12th.
Right, what's your team, Varun?
I'm just trying... I'll just do this pick and I'll read mine out. I think that makes the most sense.
Okay.
Is it shithouser if I pick this man? That's what I'm thinking. Diogo Bairam and then just go sample sizes with this. Fuck it. I don't care if he wasn't great all of the 2010s. I'm going to go in the Sehwag.
He was there in my list.
He's one of those odd ones because his best peak is late 2000s, early 2010s.
That's the issue. I don't know if he's a 2010s scorer.
I mean, even in 2014, where he has that century in the 87 out 25 Rana match, that is one of the few good innings he has in that season. Otherwise, it was not like a big season for him.
I think like 2012 was IPL.
Sorry, I'll just read my team out, I think. So I got Warner and Sehwag opening. I got Ryan at 3, Watson at 4, Yusuf at 5. Mm-hmm. I don't have a number 6-7 yet. My bowling attack is Chris Morris, Mitchell Starc, Bhuvi Kumar, and Lasith Malinga. And I don't have a 12th man.
So you don't have a spinner?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
No.
There is no spinner.
Pace is pace, yeah.
And I have 3 spinners and 2 paces. Sorry, and 3 paces. 3 spinners, 3 paces. I've gone full 2 leggies and offie. Not even an offie. We can't even say Ashwin is an offie. He's like a bowler of his own kind where he can start bowling leg spin also if I want him to. If he wants to, not even if I want him to, he can bowl whatever he wants to. But
limited sample size works, right? For this, like, you picked Sehwag. I don't know how much he had.
So check how much he's played.
Even Lynn didn't quite pop on the sample size.
Mm-hmm.
Might be because
Lynn didn't
played as much compared to some of the other guys.
No,
but he is a 2010 scored player for me, at least.
Mm-hmm. Just gonna check how much Sehwag has actually batted in the 2010s. 2,000 runs, 92 innings. That's good enough for me. I'll take it.
2,000 runs is good enough, man. If he has made 2,000 runs, he qualifies.
I'm happy. What a true striker of 34. That's exactly what I need. I'm good. Warner's got the runs. We have Ryan after him. He's in the scene. I'm happy.
Okay, so I have to make 2 picks and then tell my team, right? Okay. I need 1 spinner, I think, because I have only Narayan and Maxwell's part-timers.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys had him. I'll go Samuel Badri.
He was in my list.
Oh, he's a good one.
He was? Okay.
I didn't make any list or anything, so yeah, whatever. But it's a good pick. It's a solid pick.
Yeah, Badri, I think his economy rate was 6 or something in the 2010s. And he could, he could...
Again, as you said before, if IPL teams had a brain, he should have played a lot more IPL.
He should have played a lot more.
Oh, guys.
Yeah.
That is true. Yeah. The hat-trick game also for RCB. Which they ended up losing, actually.
So that's your new ball bowling sorted, no? Unless you're going for another new ball seamer.
Now. What I'm going to do is pick a batter. I need a number 5. or a number four and Maxwell at five.
So pick a batter and read your team out.
Okay, let me just pick Surya Kumar Yadav.
Nice. Actually, so, I don't know.
I don't know if he's very 2010 scored, but yeah,
I agree. He was still an anchor at that point.
Yeah.
So I have his 2010 stats in front of me. One second, I'll just read them out. He has an average of 31.4 and a strike rate of 139. Strike rate of 139 in 2010s is not anchor coded.
But he bats in the lower orders also, no, quite a bit. And we have to see what he's
He has batted at number four the most. But it's pretty well spread out, you know. But 3, 4, 5 is the most he has batted at.
Are those numbers or his overall numbers or just the 3, 4, 5?
No, overall is what I said. At three, he's striking at 137. At four, he's striking at 144. And at five, he's striking at 140. So
that feels remarkably high for 2010 Surya.
No, he was actually good in 2010s also.
He was good.
No, I think he's decent in 2018-19, but I don't think he was.
Yeah.
139 doesn't make sense to me. Something's not right.
No, he was good. He was good with KKR also. You just don't remember.
But with KKR, he was not batting in the top order.
No, he doesn't make any runs.
Yeah, he's not a top order player for KKR.
Oh, he does make runs. Okay.
He does, but he is in the lower order. It's from my memory.
Saurabh's looking at his Mumbai numbers as well. That's how it's
confused. That adds up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have traveled the cricketing world, and so I've collected two things. The phone numbers of random taxi drivers and overseas SIM cards. Rideshare apps have fixed the first part, and Sally is doing the second. Now, all you need is their eSIM on whatever plan works for you. You activate it, and you can use it anywhere in the cricketing world. It helps you save money. It is a global solution to a global problem. Stop fiddling with tiny sims and get the one that does it all. Go to Sally.com Good Areas and use the code Good Areas to get an exclusive 15% off your first purchase. Fly free with Sally.
No, I'm looking at his 2010s numbers, which includes all of...
I wasn't looking at those. That's why I was confused,
Okay. Oh, you're looking only at IPL?
Yes.
Ah, okay. No, I was looking at all because... or can I change my pick?
Sure. We got time.
Okay, so then what I'll do is I'll not go Sky.
Okay.
It's fine. Oh, Raina has been picked, right?
Raina is gone. Kohli is gone. Who's the other
Raina is gone. Kohli is gone. Okay, chuck it. I'll just go MS Dhoni, man.
Yeah, I thought of him as well. But I already had like an anchor guy, so I was thinking.
So read your team out, please, for us.
Yeah. So my team right now is Butler and Narayan opening, AB at number 3, Maxwell 4, Dhoni 5, Pollard 6, Dwayne Bravo 7, and the Steyn, Bumrah and Badri.
I think your team is the strongest, bro. So far, it's more balanced.
Is it?
Nice. Yeah. For me, it's not even a question.
I like it.
I think Varun and my team is a little little unbalanced.
Varun
right now,
lacks a spinner, which is why I picked up Badri, because I thought if I don't take him now, Varun will take him.
No, I wasn't going to take him because I have new ball bowling, so I didn't need Badri.
Varun rate spinners only, bro, I'm telling you.
No, I rate spinners. Then, the thing is, these lot don't usually.
Then actually, I could have taken, two batters then. I didn't have hurried. Because I know that Cheyenne is not going to take Badri for sure. He has more than enough spin.
Yeah, I have too many leg spinners.
I don't know how he fits in my team. I'll take Rishabh.
Yeah, Rishabh was good. His best pace came in the 2010s. Yeah, so.
Yeah. It's up.
I'll finish rejig my batting order, but I'll figure it out.
Fine. I have two picks then, no?
Yeah.
I kind of need a number to 4 complete and a number your team. 5. And I also have a... What? No, I can't complete my team yet, no? I have 3 picks left.
No.
We'll have another
round.
Oh,
3 picks
this.
Left. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You have 9 so far.
Correct.
Oh, I have 10, is it? You and I have both...
Yeah,
I have 10.
Yeah, makes sense.
Okay.
So actually, I was looking at Chris Lynn's numbers also. I think the reason why he was not standing out on the opening numbers was he's plays a lot at number three. He actually plays 69 innings and scores 2,273 runs at three, but he's also opened a bit. So like 50 innings of opening, 1,453 runs at a strike rate of 143, average of 31. Most of that was for KKR, by the way, with whom he had lots of success at that at that opening slot. Average of 35 and a strike rate of 143. So I think I'm happy with Lynn as my pick then. So I don't need to worry about... At max, what I can do is I can get another option which can, you know, actually have Lynn as the 12th man then and have a keeping option too. So if I go and think about this thing in that direction, an option could be Brendan McCullum, as he can just be my guy. But I'm not yet picking him, guys. I'm trying to... I think first of all, I should worry more about filling in the gaps in the middle, you know, number four, five guys. So I am... Obviously, I am thinking on the spot because this show is going way too fast. I think it's going too way too fast for my prep time and my intuitiveness. No, genuinely, this is... I'm a bit like, what even is going on, guys? But I'm sure we can figure out some strong players in the for the middle overs. But who is that going to be? We will know soon. Guys, talk about something in the meanwhile.
How's that been, Saurabh?
So, can you read out your team for me, Varun, while Shayan is thinking?
Yes.
I just want to see your balance.
So, I have Warner and Sehwag opening. I have Raina at three. I have Watson at four. I have Yusuf at five. Pant six, which I don't completely like, but I'm like, I'd rather not pick a finishing anchor there. And I've just moved Morris up to seven, Stark at eight, Bouvi nine, Malinga at 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a pretty obvious number 11 pick because Shayan is not going to pick him, I'm sure. I mean, you need one spinner, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking I'll take two more for 11 and 12th man.
Right.
That's an interesting one, yeah.
And Shayan needs batters, basically, right?
Yeah, I just need a number 4, 5 and then a 12th, basically. That's the way I am looking at it right now.
4, 5 is going to be tough because, whoever you pick will not be... Will not be elite.
That's what even I'm thinking. You guys have
so you just have to go like punt at some point. I think you probably missed up there.
Yeah, you should have gone punt, I think, in one of your earlier picks instead of one of the bowlers.
Maybe I got too bowling coded. Yes.
Yeah.
Should have actually.
I actually think you messed up with the Afridi pick.
What?
Because no, as in.
No, I understand what you're
because
saying.
Because you had Rashid, right? Crazy. You had Rashid. You could have...
You know, Mishan,
read your team out for me.
I have one player that I will definitely go for. Like, that's a good option.
Okay, go for it.
I know Varun is not going to like this pick, but I will go with David Miller then. Anyway, since Dhoni is gone,
of course
I will go with Miller and at size. Like, I know.
See, morally, both of you have lost because both of you picked finishing anchors. That's all
who did I pick finishing? Oh, MSG.
Dhoni.
Okay.
I picked the finishing anchor.
Yeah.
So, no, but I am happy with Miller in the 2010s. If you look at his numbers, just.
I mean, he has some poor seasons also in the 2010s, in the IPL especially.
But if we're just looking at his T20 numbers overall, batting at number 4 and number 5 in the 2010s, 5,318 runs, average of 37, strike rate of 141, which is like actually in the top. Top few run getters, the guys with the better strike rate are Dhoni, AB de Villiers, Dhoni just by a bit, AB de Villiers and Kieran Pollard in that position. So
how slow do you have to be batting for Dhoni to have a better strike rate than you?
Maxwell's also...
You're forgetting early 2010s Dhoni. He used to hit.
No, Dhoni never hit. He always hit at the death.
Yeah, but he hit so much at the death that his strike rate was good, right?
Even Miller can do that, no? It's not like I'm picking some absolutely random guy.
Dhoni,
second
no, I'm talking about...
People Varun's, will be happy with both those picks, right? Yeah, of course. Because Dhoni and Miller are very casual fan-coded.
Dhoni in the middle 2010s was not very good. But then 2018, again, he had that comeback, right? Like
yeah, 2018 and 2019
I like. I really like those seasons, yeah.
I think Varun.
So actually, I'm a little surprised I got him as late as I did. But yeah.
Yeah. You remember
I think
the...
that's partly because I poisoned Shayan so against finishing Anchors that he forgot Dhoni was an option.
Exactly. That is definitely a realistic option, you know.
Which one of you picked Raina? Shayan picked Raina, right?
No. Varun has Raina.
You picked Raina.
I went with Kohli.
Yeah.
He went with Raina, which I think is fine. Either way, it makes sense. So,
eventually, even for the RCB pick, I went with the CSK pick there.
Yeah. At some point, yeah. Our bias also has to come in.
Okay, so you, who did you pick? You picked Miller. You have one more,
yeah, Shayan. I have one more pick, mm-hmm. but I think I will go with this guy for my number four. The issue with number fours is we actually don't have too many of them who specialize at this role in the 2010s because it really was a pretty tricky job, you know, so to say. So if you just look at some of the guys, if we just look at the names, they don't have like great strike rates, but they have the sample sizes. I could go with one guy who has done decently at number four, who you guys missed for the Mumbai Indians all-time team. I can slot him in at four. And give him
Raidu.
The captaincy also for window.
No.
Oh, Rohit.
Yeah.
That is one option. Another option is, but this guy's peak was not in the 2010s. That's Yuvraj Singh. But also his numbers really do not hold up batting at number four. I don't think it makes a lot of sense to go with him either. And maybe Jared had a point when he said number four was a tricky one because I genuinely cannot seem to find too many guys here. This is crazy.
No, it's actually fascinating, isn't it? Because number four was such a talked about point, right? Right now, we only have number fours. There's no number threes in the modern era.
Now we have number threes.
Now it's the reverse.
Where are the number fours, bro? This is actually insane. Mm. Or I can do one thing is I can shift Miller or someone. You know, or maybe I can go with like a spin basher, just from the idea.
He's channeling his inner Delhi Capitals by moving Miller to four.
No, I'm not doing that. I was a Delhi fan also, na, once upon a time. So those habits also have to creep in subconsciously or whatever you want to call it. But
even as an RC, 2010s RCB Shayan, remember, you have to fit people out of position.
That also, yeah, exactly. That was also very RCB coded.
Yeah, we have given you lots of time to think, Shayan.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually looking this up like constantly. I'm trying to figure out which guy can. Actually, I'm not finding any spin matches. You guys have stolen Pant and Yusuf. So that is a bit of a concern. Maxwell
Stolen.
Is also gone. You know what I can do?
Yeah.
But no. I think that would be batting him out of position. Nah. I can't go with him. Nah. No. I was thinking if I can go for Robbie and sneak him in this team. But
Robbie.
He's not going to be your number four in this team. That's the issue. Like, he needs to bat in the top order.
Who are your top order guys? Lynn, Gail, Kohli are already there.
They cannot go out of the top
so
three.
Then... Right. So you are top three set. You can't have any of those guys. I mean, Robbie at four could work, I think.
Like in theory,
if you want to go that way,
it can definitely work. Or I might have to just make a compromise here in this slot and go with someone like, you know what? I think I'll go with Rohit only. Then I'll go with Rohit at number four. He has some good counter-attacking.
Rohit at four. Okay.
Number four, I know it's a little more of a compromise compared to the guys you all have at number four, but okay, fine. I will go with him. He can be my captain as well.
You have all the fan armies with you. You have Virat Kohli.
Yeah, yeah. I've
got
the Kohli fans, the Rohit fans.
He's
one. I'm going to win this.
He's one. Sorry, I forgot. We have Rohit, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So Miller at five for you.
Yeah. Miller at five. Yeah.
So I'll actually take Shakib.
Yeah, I was thinking of him too, but I didn't like him at number four. That was my issue.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying I'm picking Shakib. That's what I'm saying.
No, that's a good one.
Yeah. And okay, and you just have one pick, right? So I have one more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm taking Hardik Pandya.
No, you have two more.
Has two more. You
so,
have one and I have
anyway, the
no,
my first one is Hardik
one, no.
Pandya.
I have one or I have one. I have one.
Yeah. You have one.
He has two, we have one each. Sure.
Right. So Hardik, I was just looking at his stats while Shayan was thinking. He actually.
By the way, I just wanted to say before you finish, because we've done this so quickly, I think we can make it a 15.
No.
What?
No. I think we should stick to just 12.
Stick to 12, bro.
Okay, chalo,
I was struggling to find players, legit.
So, you know what the interesting thing about Hardik is? His strike rate in the 2010s is 139.7. But that is dragged down by strike rate for Baroda, which is 120.75. For Mumbai Indians, it's 154.8. And for India, it is 147.6. So actually, against elite opposition, he was really good. Which I think Mumbai, you guys should have...
This was the 2010s and 2020.
You guys should have picked him earlier.
I have Russell. I don't think I need Hardik.
Yeah, but you could have just picked him for your number 4 or 5, no?
No, that would be a bit batting out of position. And Rohit has done the number 4 job a fair bit, right? Like, we have to also realize that he's not like an absolute random pick. You select the number 4 of all time in the IPL, Rohit will be there.
I think the only issue I have with that, Shayan, is young 2010s Rohit was dog shit against spin in T20s.
I think everybody has to make a compromise in some area or the other. You don't have a spinner right now.
Okay, anyway, so I have picked Hardik and I have to pick... I'll pick one proper spinner then. I'll go Yuzi Chahal.
Oh, cool.
That's a good one.
So my 12 is done. Should I read out the...
I think because we'll just finish our picks and then we can read it out.
Okay.
So for last pick, I'll take Imran Tahir.
Nice one. Of course.
Okay. Shayan, your last pick?
My last pick is going to be James Faulkner. This was the guy I was saying when you talked about Chris Morris. Now that's prototype of a player who can slot in at number 7, number 8 and give you overs as well. Nice. Crucial overs. So I like him in my team. And
I had forgotten about James Faulkner.
In the 2010s, he was also mostly in the IPL.
He had one outstanding season with RR. Yeah.
I want to say there was one year where he was really good with the bat. Then I think there was one season where he was really good with the ball. Something of that sort. Like, I can't pinpoint to what it was right at the moment, but I like him.
He was really good with the ball in one season. I think that was 2013 for sure.
And 14 with the bat, I want to say. I think he won them a game with Steve Smith.
Okay, might be. I'm forgetting his batting feats for RR, but I don't
know. He definitely had good times for them with the bat. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so we are done.
All our 12 picks are done. So, Shayan, read your team out, please.
All right, then. So, my team is Chris Gayle, Chris Lynn, Virat Kohli, Rohit Sharma, David Miller, Andre Russell, Shahid Afridi, Rashid Khan, R. Ashwin, Mustafizur Rahman, and Muhammad Amir, with my 12th pick being James Faulkner. And I can, you know, I have 3 pacers and 3 spinners in my team currently, but I can obviously, based on the conditions, make it 4-2 with Faulkner in my team as well. So,
nice.
Brian Lara used pot plants to work on his placement. John Wright glued his glove to his bat. Sachin Tendulkar dug up practice pitches. Tatenda Taibu cut the top off his bat. Claire Taylor used a hockey grip. Steve Smith was from tennis. Dean Jones would call phantom runs. And Victor Trumper turned the Nets into a war zone to survive. The best batters in the world do whatever they have to make runs. We have told their stories in our new book, The Art of Batting.
So currently, my team, I have Warner and Sehwag opening. I have Rainer 3, Watson at 4. I have Yusuf 5, Rishabh Pant at 6. So I just rejigged my batting order a bit. So I have Shakib at 7, Stark at 8, Bhuvie 9, Malinga 10, Tahir at 11. And depending on conditions, I can always bring in Chris Morris. So because I have Malinga, Bhuvie and Stark, I'm not worried about death bowling because Stark and Bhuvie can bowl in the power play as well as death. And Malinga can basically in this team just bowl forward the back end. He doesn't need to bowl anything in the power play. I also have 2 spinners in my 11 and backup seamer. So, Saurabh?
I think, so my opinion, have...
okay, we'll share our opinions later, I think. Yeah, you go with your team.
I have Butler and Narayan opening. AP de Villiers at number 3. Glenn Maxwell 4. MS Dhoni 5. Hardik Pandya 6. Pollard 7. Or Pollard 6. Hardik Pandya 7. Dwayne Bravo 8. Dale Steyn 9. Jasprit Bumrah 10. And Samuel Badree 11. Yuzi Chahal as the 12th man. I can bring Yuzi in. For anyone, for Bravo, even for Hardik maybe, because Hardik 2010s is still, you know, replaceable as such. I think so I can bring Yuzi in if I need one more
change
spinner.
Change the team structure a bit, no? If you get him in for Hardik, like the team structure, like you're not batting deep then. And like, I'm not saying that's an issue.
I'm batting till 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Also as an advisor, I would move Pollard Sifai Dhoni to 7.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
That can be 3 points. I'm not concerned about
actually,
that
at all. Actually, I agree with that. Pollard 5, Hardik 6, and Dhoni 7.
Yes.
Dwayne Bravo
basically,
8.
Basically, you want to avoid Dhoni versus spin as much as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Bravo is 8, Steyn is 10, Bumrah 11, Bumrah 10, Badri 11. And Yuzi, if I have to bring him in, I guess I'll have to bring him in for Bravo then.
Mm.
Yeah, perhaps, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So do you have Bravo at 8 currently, right?
Hmm. Yes.
Mm.
So Bravo his at team 8. Will structurally change a bit if he makes that. Like, he'll not bat till 8, then he'll start.
I mean, I may not need Yuzi actually because I have Narayan and Badri and Maxwell for spin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you have enough spin anyway. Like, I don't think you need a third specialist.
That is also true. Yeah. Yeah. And if you do, you can always go ahead with him instead of Bravo, I think maybe. That's fine.
Exactly. If I do, then I go ahead with Yuzi instead of Bravo. Otherwise...
Yeah, if it's like peak Chepwok where the ball
have
is like a raging
Narayan opening, I think... If Narayan's opening, I think you have to go with someone who can bat at 8 because he's not
like
a proper
there.
Batter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But my middle order is great, no? As in like AB, Maxwell, Pollard, Hardik, Dhoni.
But Maxwell is a bit volatile, no? So I think I get what Varun is saying. If Narayan fails and if Maxwell also fails and then you're only batting till 7, that's a potential pitfall of this team, that's all.
Yeah.
No, it's a strong team.
I guess.
I quite like
the other good thing is he's got the 30-for-5 specialist in Tala, so he's fine there.
Yeah, I was about to say I'll send... if it is 30-for-3, then I'll send Dhoni up top too.
Yeah.
I like your team. I think that's good.
Yeah, your team is solid, yeah, for sure. I
like my top 5. I think I probably needed 6 and 7.
I don't like Rishabh Pant at 6 for you.
Same. Yeah. I was going to say exactly that.
I think I probably needed Dhoni in that team, yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
But Varun,
actually Dhoni would have fit perfectly for you at 6.
I was actually just about to pick Dhoni when you picked him before me. I think that's what happened.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You picked Morris just before I was going to, so
yeah, exactly. I like my bowling attack. I'm more than happy with my bowlers.
I like your bowling also.
Oh, wait,
I like your bowling
guys,
attack.
Do you know there is a big blunder that has happened which none of you guys have realized yet? This is like going to be a first in QuickFix history. Just look at my team once again and you will figure it out. There is a big blunder.
Oh, he doesn't have a keeper.
You don't have a keeper?
Yes. It is insane stuff. But you know,
Virat Kohli is going to
replace.
There is a very easy fix.
Replace, I'll give you.
I know.
I'll give you an option. Replace.
No, I just realized this, so I was saying this. But I think it's a very easy one. I'll just pick Brendan McCullum instead of Chris Lynn and sort this out. But this is the first in QuickFix history where we have discussed all the teams. We've all gone with it and realized...
Do we allow that? Because I would have allowed you to swap Faulkner out for him, but Chris Lynn is an earlier pick.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
You'll have to swap Faulkner out for him, Chad.
Yeah, I can't allow you to swap Lynn out, man. That's a bit too early.
You pick Lynn too early.
Yeah, that is also true. Yeah. Okay, so if I go with McCullum...
You can only replace Faulkner.
Fine, okay. I'll have to make do with that then, I suppose. Yeah. So then in that case, then McCullum comes to my 11 and Lynn is my 12th man. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That reduces one option for me, but that's okay.
I should
be penalized for
the
mistake I made. I understand
that. No. You can also pick Luke Ronke instead of Baz, by the way.
Oof. Intent coded.
Yes.
Nah. My issue with that is Luke Ronke didn't actually play that much in the IPL. And even in T20, he didn't have that. You know, he didn't quite like that. So I think that's why going with a more proven player like McCullum makes sense.
Yeah, but the other argument is Baz was terrible in the IPL.
I mean, no, I understand, but I mean, you need to pick a keeper who can open, right? Who are your options KL Rahul is another option, but I don't think we need
KL Rahul.
Player
but
of
if
that.
You're picking 2010's KL Rahul.
I think now we can talk about people that missed out.
Actually, 2010's KL Rahul is not a bad pick because his... slow nonsense starts in 2019. It doesn't start, you know.
That 2019 is enough to negate both of 2016 and 18 combined.
I knew Saurabh was going to say something.
I'm with Saurabh. There's a couple of games
happy,
where
I am happy with McCullum.
I think what was it? I know for a fact, even like I was not very intent filled in 2019, and even I noticed that there were times it was like he was practicing for the ODI World Cup in the IPL itself. There was a couple of games he was like, he's just like, I'm just going to get into form for the ODI World Cup.
About that also at the time, no? That he's preparing for the ODI World Cup or something like that.
Rahul. has, I mean, basically only 2018 and 16 as good years in the 2010s.
But I was also thinking T20 eyes, man. But till 2019-20ish, he's got a strong record there. He's not doing the stat-padding nonsense just
T20.
Yet.
Even in 2019, his T20 record is much better than his IPL record, I think.
Yeah, no, but I morally object to Rahul opening with Gale.
I am happy with McCollum. I think I will go with McCollum. Okay, another option could have been someone like a Bairstow, maybe. You know, someone that can use that. But he didn't play as much in the IPL. And
yeah, he didn't.
I think
people that missed out were DK for finishing keeper.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was not.
You should have picked him instead of Pant, bro.
2010.
Okay, at 20.
You could have picked him. Okay.
Could have gone either way.
I think that's right. Yeah. The other one is obviously Umar Gul for death bonus.
And
how much does he play in the 2010s? I'll tell
you. Trent Bolt.
Oh, yes. But wasn't his best with the new ball more in the 2020s?
Who, Bolt?
I mean, he was good.
No, I think he was still really good with the new ball. It's just no one realized he was very good with the new ball.
He didn't pop as much on the numbers, though.
Tell you, another one who missed out is Mohammad Nabi.
Yeah, Nabi is a good one.
I think he could have been a very good
spinners.
There's
so many spinners, though. Like, you could have gone Kuhdi, you could have gone Mendes.
He's a hitter who can bowl spin. You know, Nabi can hit at number 6-7. Yeah. And
the other
guys, there
good
is
all
one
player
who
could have gone with Shadab Khan.
Yeah. As an option.
Who are you saying, Cheyenne?
Jofra Archer, none of us picked. I'm disappointed.
But 2010s, he's not.
He has played enough still. Like, he has. He's not like.
His best IPL season was 2020. So.
That it was. Mm-hmm. But even 2018 and 19, he was very good, no?
I mean, he was good. He was not. Standout good, like
Varun Bolt is not popping on the new world numbers for 2010s.
Fair, then that makes sense.
He has a true economy of exactly zero and true wickets of minus 0.13. So 34 wickets.
Okay, that makes sense.
In fact, on your true value side, the guy with the more wickets and with the new ball in the 2010s is Jofra Archer as compared to Trent Bolt.
Okay, makes sense.
There's a couple of pacers, Sohail Tanvir.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Morne Morkel.
Wahab has a good record.
Wahab Riaz, Dirk Nannis.
David Willey is a pure new ball bowler if you want one.
I could have picked Dirk Nannis, got him injured, and gotten Chris Gayle from Cheyenne's team. But.
nice.
So then I will read out my team. Chris Gayle, Brendan McCollum, Virat Kohli, Rohit Sharma, David Miller, Andre Russell, Shahid Afridi, Rashid Khan, R. Ashwin, Muhammad Amir, and Mustafizur Rahman, with Chris Lynn being my 12th man.
Cheyenne's top five's first 10 ball strike rate will be the lowest.
Yeah, easily. McCollum is there to make up for that. He's going to play like 2015.
Even he had a bad first 10 ball strike rate, man. McCollum, he was.
in T20 cricket, you mean?
I'll tell you what, McCollum, I think, was a better ODI. He was quicker in ODIs than T20s almost. He was really...
He's not that bad, bro. Come on.
I just think he lived off the 158 for a little too long.
I think Shahid Afridi single-handedly has to overcome the slow starters in that team.
No, he has Dre Russ also. So Dre Russ and Shahid Afridi and Rashid Khan have to basically come...
The opposite extremes he's got.
Yes.
This feels like some sort of a team that we have seen in the IPL recently. Which team is this?
Delhi. Exactly. Delhi. I was about to say. No, except this is, I'd say, better than Delhi because you at least paid some fast starters.
Yes, that is true. They don't have any of them. Maybe we shouldn't have done a 12-team pick.
We still had so many players that we could have picked, right? We discussed a few names that missed out, and we all picked out 12, which all of the 12s look quite strong. So this was what we should have done for test cricket.
Only Behram listened.
But test it would have been better, bro. This one I've been thrown off completely.
No, because we've been chatting bullshit for 15 minutes and we still finished this faster than the one team crick picks you guys did for the test team.
Yes, that is also true.
Yeah.
Behram is going to be massively surprised at that.
Yeah. All right. Is that all for the crick picks today? I think we've chatted enough nonsense and we've taken up enough of your time. Please let us know which team you think is the strongest and let us know what team you would have gone for. Or the more fun one would be build a team with players we have not picked. So thank you so much for listening up to this point, guys. We'll see you again next time. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Ruckshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv.
If you make any content, Minvo Pro is the tool for you. Take your long format content and cut it and slice it for social media. This AI-inspired weapon will turn your one piece of work into so many clips. Try Minvo.pro now.